Wisconsin's debate over the next state budget is far from over, but the spending plan outlined by Democratic Governor Tony Evers has strong support from advocates of older residents. Helen Marks-Dix of AARP Wisconsin says her group was encouraged to see provisions like a tax credit for family caregivers, as well as $200 million to enhance broadband internet access. She says that's been a key issue for residents 50 and older with no email address, which is required for vaccination appointments.
It's a fine example of how not having broadband has taken what should be a simple social important thing to do, which is to get older people vaccinated, and have barriers in the way that we haven't dealt with.
Meanwhile, AARP has long advocated for more support for caregivers. Dick says while the $500 tax credit proposed by Evers is smaller than they'd hoped for, it's a step in the right direction. Republicans control the legislature and have already suggested they would block several provisions. But political observers say certain pieces, such as broadband access, could get bipartisan support. During the last budget cycle, Republicans ignored several of Evers' proposals, but Dix believes the impact of the pandemic might open the door to more bipartisanship. During his address, Evers cited some of the effect as he issued pleas for support.
People across our state and country spent the better part of the last year worried. Worried about how you'll see a doctor or afford your prescriptions.
Lowering prescription drug costs is another provision supported by AARP. Dick says because a lot of these issues have been studied by special task forces in recent years, it shouldn't require a lengthy debate on whether or not to act.
So we're in a good position to move forward and resolve some of these problems.
The state has until July 1st to finalize a new budget, which would cover the next two fiscal years. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.